Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel in Maseches Kedushin. It is the 1,314th daf in Shas. We are going to continue the Gemara's analysis of the expression of our Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknis B'Shalosh Terachim. And the last thing that the Gemara had analyzed on the bottom of Beis on the Beis is why we use the word Drachim as opposed to Dvarim. One of the explanations that the Gemara had given is because it is a derech for a man to be chozer al isha, to return one of his tzalos of his ribs that were taken from him to combine with an isha, and that's why the word derech is used. So the Gemara is going to continue to ask questions in terms of the Lashon of Bishalosh Drachim, Shalosh being Lashon Nikeva, and the emphasis of Drachim. And then in the process, the Gemara is going to bring up an important sugya in Trumas and Maestras, the status of an Esrog. And then on Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara is going to ask why do we have the number 3, and that it's coming to include, the Gemara is going to tell us, Kenyan Chalipin, and the Kenyan Chalipin cannot be used for Kiddushin. And on Gimel Amid Beis, we are going to go through the analysis of the source of Kesef from the Torah, and the Gemara will talk a lot about a father marrying off his daughter. So let's Beis Hashem pick up where we had left off. Four lines from the bottom. V'hadisnan asks the Gemara, V'hadisnan, we learned in Nazir, B'zayin drachim bot kines hazav, which is based on Mishnah and Zav, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Lisni Devarim. So we discussed earlier why it says Shiva drachim b'lashon zachar in yesterday's daf. Now we want to know why is it that we say drachim over there as opposed to Devarim. The Gemara had told us that our Mishnah had a special reason that it didn't use the more standard word Dvarim. So why, when it comes to Zav, does it not use that word? It says, Gemara, Hasam al Kamashon de Darka de Michla, Yisera lasu yilidei Zava. The emphasis over there is that we're checking to find out if it was due to something that he had eaten, that the Zav had eaten, that caused the strange emission from his body. And if it did, so then that's considered onus, and he's not considered a zav. Says the Gemara, because that's totally in his behavior, it's dependent on his behavior. The darka de michli yisera lasuya de ziva. If he eats a lot, then that will bring ziva. The darka de michli yisera lasuya de ziva. Hence, we use the words drachim because we're really checking out what his derech was, what his lifestyle was. Says the Gemara, v'hadisnan, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah? This Mishnah appears in Bikurim. Esrog shava li'ilan b'gimel drachim. Then Esrog is similar to an Ilan in three ways. Listen, Dvarim. Then it would be appropriate to say Dvarim. Says Gemara, Mishum Dibaya Inan Masni Seifa, because in the Seifa it says Uli Yerik B'Derech Echa. It says Gemara, that's not enough. Just because the Seifa says Yerik B'Derech Echa, Seifa Nami Nisni Dvar. Why the Seifa don't we say Dvar? And says Gemara, Hasam HaKamashmalan. The Gemara is trying to bring out, the Mishnah is trying to bring out something. Didarkeha de Esrog kiyerek, that the derech means the way of an Esrog, the life of an Esrog is like a vegetable. My yerek darkei ligodol al komaim, ubishas likata sa isarot. Just like when it comes to a yerek, it grows on all types of waters. What that means is, explains Rashi, that we learn in Rosh Hashanah that you water the vegetables. That's what Darka Ligodol Kol Mayim. And it comes from, the water comes from Mayim Shuvim, water that has been drawn. That's the property of a Yerek. And it has its set of halachas that we're going to elaborate on in a moment. In contrast to a tree that gets watered not from drawn water, but rather from the Geshem, from the rain itself. Says the Gemara, again, from the top line in Gimel Amid Aleph, Just like when it comes to a vegetable, it grows on all water. All water here contrasts to rov mayim, which is the property of a tree. And most trees get watered simply by rainwater. An estro tree is different. And therefore, ubishasli kutaso isuro, when it comes to a yerek, the halachos of Meiser are that you define the year that it is grown in terms of the lakita, when it is picked. We'll explain in a moment what that means. Af esrog, so too by an esrog, darkly godel alkan mayim, ubishasli kutraso isura. And therefore, esrog, since it is irrigated, so then the Meiser goes at the time that it is picked. Before we explain this halacha of the Meiser and going after the time that it's picked, we've answered the question of why it says derech. The reason why the Mishnah says esrog shavel ilam begimel drachim uliyerek biderech echad is because we want to emphasize that the reason why it's like a yerek is because of its derech. The derech ligodel al kol mayim. In regards to this halacha of l'shas l'kotaso isuro, we know that the halacha is that the years are divided into a seven-year cycle when it comes to mitzvos hatzuyos ba'aretz. The seventh year, of course, is Shemitah. When a fruit was considered born, when it's defined halachically as its year, is going to be important, both in terms of whether it's a Shemitah fruit, as well as the halachos of Maisros change in the third and the sixth year. The first and second year of a fruit and a vegetable, you give off Maiser Rishon to Levi, and Maiser Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim. In the third and sixth year, same applies to the fourth and fifth, Maiser Ani is given. So what one is supposed to do with that fruit depends on what year it grew. How do you know what year it grew in? The answer is that when it comes to fruits, it's Bishas Chanita, at the time that it buds. And when it comes to vegetables, it's at the time of Lakita, when it was picked. Hence, an Esrog is defined, according to this opinion, Bishas Lakitasa. Period. Says the Gemara, four lines from the top. V'hadisnan, our final, or second to last, question in regards to Dvarim and Drachim. Koi. A koi is an interesting animal, which is a cross, according to Halacha, between a chaya and a behema. The difference between a chaya and a behema is that a behema does not require kisui adam. Of and chaya do require kisui adam. Koi, yesh bo drachim shavu l'chayv, yesh bo drachim shavu l'behema. Yesh bo drachim shavu l'chayv u'l'behema. There are things that has a din chayv, things that has a din behema, things that has a din chayv u'behema. Yesh bo drachim shen shavu l'chayv l'od behema. So that's the expression over there in Bikurim. Again, we see that we're constantly repeating Mishnayos from Bikurim and Perek Beis, because there in Bikurim it has this yesh bo drachim for different things. So Gemara says, why over there does it say drachim, not say dvarim? Vesu, another kasha, this nanzu echas minadrachim sheshavu gitei nashim l'shechuri avadim. We learned shortly on Gitin Daftes that just like the halach is, we say b'fanei nechtam for a get, we also say for shechuri avadim. There it says zu achas min hadrachim. This is one of the ways. Nisni dvarim? Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Elo kol echadika pluksa tani drachim. Wherever there is a machlokis, we use the expression drachim. Why? Rashi explains eight lines before the why. Let's see the Rashi inside. Deika pluksa chiluk bedrachav. If there are distinctions in the way you go about it. Bederach zu dom lekan ubederach zu eina dom. If we're talking about a case where there is distinctions in the way you go about it, not a machlokis in terms of machlokis in disagreements and opinions, but rather here pluksa. Pluksa means that there are different ways the halacha deals with it, and it has different halacha categories. Asks the Gemara, "V'kol hecha deleka pluksa tani dvarim?" And you're saying wherever there is no halachic distinction, so then it says dvarim. Deikanami, says the Gemara, yes, diktani seifa, because in the Sefer, it says, Rebbe Lazar, I'm asking Shavu Ilan l'chol davar. So it's beautiful. Over there, Rebbe Lazar says that Esrig is like an Ilan l'chol davar. And there is no distinction. Since there's no pluksa, there's no distinction, shmamina, we hear from here that the teretz that we are given is correct, that if we want to talk about an item which has different halachic statuses, then you talk about drachim. If, however, there is no distinction, so then you use the term davar. The Gemara now continues to analyze something entirely different in our Mishnah, a very important sugya in terms of the halachos of kinyanim. Minyana dereisha lemiutei mai, minyana deseif lemiutei mai. What's the minyan when our Mishnah says, the number, ha'isha niknes b'sholosh drachim, why does it say a woman is acquired in three ways? And also, in the Sefer, we said, v'kones atzma b'shtei drachim. Says the Gemara, dereisha lemiutei chuppah. The Reish is coming to emphasize Chuppah. Even though Chuppah works for Nisuin, there are two stages of marriage, Erudin and Nisuin, and the halacha is that when the couple does Chuppah, then she is his wife entirely. For example, when it comes to the halachas of eating Truma, Midrabanan, we say that a woman cannot eat Truma until she has gone under the chuppah, the fact that she's an arusa, the husband said hareyat mikudeshesli, is not enough to allow her to eat the truma. So therefore, the Gemara says, I might have thought that chuppah also works to create erisin. And then that's how a woman is niknes. Kamash Malam, we're going to discuss chuppah later on Daf Yud, very important sugya, we have to explain more about how chuppah works. But that's coming to exclude chuppah. Says the Gemara, Ula Rav Huna, Damar chuppah kena. But there is an opinion that Rav Huna says that chuppah does work. Mikal v'chomer. We're going to have him later on, Daf Hey and Aleph, that there's a kal v'chomer that says that chuppah works. Limute mai. So what's Ayisha Niknes B'Sholosh Drachim coming to exclude? And for the Gemara, Salk Limute Chalipin. It's coming to exclude Chalipin. What is Chalipin? So we will go with Rashi's definition. There's a lot here in Rashi and Tesis. Chalipin Rashi says, Kinyan Suda, that this is a Kinyan that's described in the fourth perek of Bava Metzia. Rashi makes reference to it later on, that a handkerchief is given. Many of you are familiar, you see at a chasana, when the chasan is mechayiv himself to the ksuba, or when you go for Mechiras Chametz, there is a symbolic Kinyan that's done that's called Kinyan Suda. Without elaborating on it too much, says the Gemara, that's what I would have thought also works. A symbolic kinyan would work. Salkadai techamina, why would I have thought it works? Hol the gomer kicha kicha misteafron. We say that kikach ish isha is a kinyan. And we learn zereshav kicha kicha. Masa de mekanya bechalipin, just like a field is acquired with chalipin, afisha nami mekanya bechalipin. Kamash malon. Therefore, the minyana lemiute is coming to exclude that kinyan does not work, chalipin, and there are only three, kesef shtar and bia. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema hachanami chalipin. Wait a second, and maybe chalipin does work. Why? In other words, yes, you have proven that the mission is coming to exclude it, but why not? Why doesn't chalipin work? Answers the Gemara, it's no bepachos mishavapruta, v'ishavapachos mishavapruta, le mekanya nafsha. It works less than a shavapruta. Chalipin works less than a shavapruta. And when it comes to something that's less than a shavapruta, then a woman will not allow herself to be given over with a kinyan that works less than a shavapruta. According to many Rishonim, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Even if you use chalipin that is more than a shavapruta, nevertheless, since it can work as less than a shavapruta, Isha v'pachas mishava pruta lo mekanya nafsha, and it makes the entire kinyan a one that is not appropriate for kedushin. In other words, since it could be done less than a shava pruta, it doesn't have chashivus towards the woman. Rashi explains that you could be kona b'kli even if it doesn't have a shava pruta. Let's take a look at how Rashi learns lo mekanya nafsha, top of Gimel and Beis, the Gnayula. it is denigrating to her. Hilchach batal al taris chalipin mekedushin v'afilu b'kli sheyesh bo shavapruta. If yav lo b'loshen chalipin, even if you're going to use a kli that's greater than a shavapruta, however, it's batal lo l'taris chalipin. She just is not interested in chalipin. Ad yav lo b'tayres loshen kinyin, until it's done with the loshen of kinyin, o kicha, o kedushin. In other words, chalipin is an inappropriate kinyin. There is a very important Tosas on Chalipin where he disagrees with Rashi's Pshat. In our Sefer, we elaborated a lot on the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosas and the Rajba and others. The Gemara continues on the top, Gimlam Abeis. Minyana de Sefer Limiute Chalitza. In the Sefer it says that Isha is Kones Atzma Begetu B'misas Habal, that's coming to exclude Chalitza. Sal Kedai Techamin, I would have thought Tesi B'Kal V'Chomer Me'Yivama. And we need to emphasize, we would have thought that you could learn Kal V'Chomer from Yivama. What would the Kal V'Chomer be? Three lines on top of Gimel and Beis. Ma Yivama Shein Yotze Beget Yotze B'Chalitza. Just like when it comes to Yivama, she doesn't go out with the Get. In other words, if a woman falls to Yibum, then in such case she needs to do Chalitza. Zushi Yotze Beget. So, but a woman who goes out with a get, eino din shiyotze b'chalitza, then I would have said, kal v'chomer, certainly chalitza works. Because if it's a case where get works, certainly chalitza works. Kamash v'lan. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that chalitza does not work to free a married woman. Ask the marvei machinami, why is that so? Answers the Gemara, omar kros sefer krisus. The Torah says that a get is kores. In other words, only a get. Sefer korsa ve'in davar acher korsa. It needs to be a sefer for Croesus to take effect. The Gemara says, "Bikesef." We learned in our Mishnah that a woman is acquired with kesef. Here we finally get to the source of kesef. The Gemara is going to attempt to deal with two issues at once, as Rashi explains. Asks the Gemara, "Bikesef minolam." How do we know that a woman is acquired with kesef? Visu. And before we're even going to entirely answer that question, we're also going to deal with another Mishnah. Hadisnan. This that we learn in Ksubis and Daf Mem Vavam Bezan Mishnah. Ha'av Zakoi Bebitai. If a father wants, he can marry off his daughter and acquire the Bikdusha, her Kedushin, and marry her off in any of the three ways. Bekesef Bishtaru Bebiya Minalan. How do we know that? Dimikanya Bekesef. That the father could use the kinyan of kesef, v'kesef davuahu, and the kesef goes to the father. Question mark. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, da'amar krav yotzachin mein kesef. Ein kosef al din zeh, avli yesh kosef al din acher. Pasuk describes that when a Amar Avriya goes free, so then the master doesn't get any kesef, and Chazal Darshan, Ein kasav adam zeh, avli yesh kasav adam acher, umaniu, and who is that? Av, it's the father. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema ledida, maybe the money goes to her, and not to the father. And for the Gemara, achi ashto, avi, mekabel kedusha, the father gets the kesav kedushin, dechsiv, speaking, nasati l'shazeh, vi'i, shakla kaspa, and she should get the money. In other words, if the father has the bailus, the rights, to marry off his daughter, then we would have assumed that that right would also include getting the money as well. In other words, of what significance is it to marry off his daughter if he's not getting the kesef kedushin? Says the Gemara, "Ve'ema hanimili ketana." Maybe that only applies to a ketana deles lo yad lekabel kedushin, that she doesn't have her own hand to accept kedushin. Avol naira. We're going to contrast a ketana to a naira. When it comes to a naira, the isla yad lekabel kedushin. A naira already can marry herself off. So says the Gemara, maybe when it comes to a ketana, then since she can't marry herself off, so then the father gets the money. However, when it comes to a naira, tagdish I nafsha v'tishkil kaspa, she could be able to marry herself off, and therefore she should get the money, in a case where she is mekadesh herself. In fact, in Rashi Dibra Maskel Aval Nara, Rashi understands that what the Gemara is saying is that she should be able to marry herself off when she's a Naira, and not the father. Tesis and the Ritva disagree. Tesis in Dibra Maskel V'chi tema, in a difficult Tosis, as well as more clearly in the Ritva, they learn that the Gemara's kasha is that when she marries herself off, she should get the money. But of course, the father, even in the Hava Amina of the Gemara, was aware that she is able to marry herself off. According to Rashi, the Hava Amina was that she should be able to marry herself off entirely. Answers the Gemara, Amar Kra bin Ureel Beis Aviyah Kol Shvachnu Urim La'aviyah. The Teretz is that anytime that she's a Naira, she is in the house of her father. Rashi's words are Meduyak, Hachi Darshla, Komat Zman She bin Ureel, He Shel La'aviyah, she belongs to the father. And therefore the father would be Mekadesher. The Eloha Da'amar, of course, according to Tosis and the Ritva, the answer will be that the father has the rights to get the money when he's Mekadesher. Asks the Gemara, V'eloha Da'amar Ravuna Amara Minayin Shemaisa Abaslaov, how do we know that the father has rights to his daughter's earnings? Shenem Arachim Kar Ishas Bita La'ama. The source of it is that the father could sell her as an Amma. Ma'am Maisi Adela Rabba. And if, when it comes to an Amma, when she works, her Maisi Adela goes to her master, Af Bas Nami, Maisi Adela La'aviyah. So too, her Maisi Adela go to her father. Asks the Gemara, Tepiklei Miminurel Beisaviyah. If you're right, that the halacha is that when it comes to a Naira, she has the ability, the father has the ability, according to Rashi, to even marry her off and get all of her Shevach. And we learn that from the Pasuk, Miminurel Beisaviyah. So that all the Shevach goes to the father. So why do I need the Pasuk of the Chiyim Kar Ish to teach me that the Maisi Adel goes to the father? Ella, you have to say that we don't learn that right of the father getting his daughter's Maisi Adayim, her work, from the Pasuk Bin Ureel Maisaviyah, because that Pasuk is referring to a father's right to revoke his daughter's neder. So hachinami, ba'afaris nedar mudichsiv. So too, we'll say here that it's only ba'afaris nedar that we say the father has the right to revoke his daughter's neder when she's a naira. However, it's not a source in regards to Kesef Kedushin. If you're going to try to answer and say, well, let's learn from Bin Ureel Beis Aviyah. If Bin Ureel Beis Aviyah tells us by neder he has that bailus, so too when it comes to mama, answers the Gemara, Mana Meisura Lo Yalfina. We have a rule that just because the halach is one way in regards to Issa V'Heter by neder, not necessarily are we going to learn to apply it to Hilchas Mama. Says the Gemara, V'chi Teima Neilef Miknasa. So let's learn from the halacha of Knas, that the halacha is that if a woman is raped or seduced, then the knas goes to the father when she's a naira. Says the Gemara the same thing. Mimena miknasa leyafina. We won't learn out from knas. V'chiteima neilf miboshes ufgam. So let's learn from boshes ufgam that it has a din mamon and not a din knas. Rashi gives us the source for that. That refers to her embarrassment and any pigam mishpacha. Answers the Gemara, Shani Boshes of Gam Davu Ashayach Begavayo. There the father has a direct connection to it, and he has a direct loss, because a woman who's, God forbid, raped would be more difficult for the father, God forbid, to marry off. And therefore, it's obvious that it goes to the father. However, Kesef Kedushin is much less obvious. In tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to give a teretz, which is ultimately going to essentially be the final pshat of how we know the father gets the Kesef Kedushin when he marries her off as a Naira. Ultimately, we're going to get back to the source of Kesef itself, and that will only learn on Dalid Amabez. In other words, the first question that we had asked, B'Kesef Minalan, will answer on Dalid Amabez. In today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, what we did is we saw why Chazal used the expression Derech. And ultimately, the Gemara says that when we're discussing in a Mishnah disparate approaches within a particular item, for example, when it comes to an Esrog, we learned in today's daf that it's like a Yerek in regards to the halacha of its birth date of the year that it's attributed to, that it goes Basilikita, because it's Darka Ligada Kalmayim. In contrast to other things, it's like an Ilan for all three other things of Arla, Revai, and Shvius, as Rashi explains. And in our Mishnah, we had learned the expression Ishcha Niknas Bishalosh Drachim to emphasize something else, and that is one of two things. Either Darko Shel Ish Lachzar Ala Isha, or because Bia is generally referred to as a derech. We learned in today's daf that the number of shalosh is either coming to exclude chuppah or chalipin, and chalipin is a kinyan that's inappropriate for an isha. And then we saw the sources that we've just finished going through in regards to a father's right to the kesef kiddushin of his daughter. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Kiddushin.